Blog Talk Radio.
You know, sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, In Circle Pose. I am wanting to give you some information, and I thought I was all set up in the studio, and yet again, troubles. And there's no reason for it. So I am going to call back in and get into the studio and make this happen, because I get knocked down, but I get up again. Yeah. I won't go away. This is too important. This affects everyone. Everyone can be part of this. And I'm not going to give up. So they keep trying to make me give up, and I'm not doing it. Okay? So I need your prayers. And also, I need you to know that a lot is happening, and I'm having trouble keeping up with it all. So I would really like you just to... I'm just going to stay on the line, and I'm in the studio and say what I want to say. I had set up a video called It's Time to Go, John Galt. John Galt is the character in Ayn Rand's book, Atlas Shrugged. And she's got a bunch of other ones, too, The Fountainhead. She's important, but she had... a little different view on things because she wasn't a believer. So anyway, bottom line is that what was foretold long ago is coming to pass now. And I didn't think I'd be here to see it. So, you know, it's part of what the problem is that I kind of like am dazed and confused like the movie. But, if I don't participate, if I don't say what I'm supposed to say, then, it affects a lot of other people, not just me. For example, we have a contractor friend who he's under spiritual assault now. All kinds of troubles at him are coming. While he was away for his funeral of his nephew who was hurt in the tornado, his crew back here in California didn't do what they were supposed to do. Oh, how surprising. And that's partly why we took a long, long time to find a contractor that we thought we could trust. And he needs help. And I know the help can come from lawyers. And I know that my other friend who rebuilt our house after the earthquake, who works for a famous person named Dan, who's a builder and an expert carpenter and a estate keeper, I know that he can lead this crew and get the right people lined up. Michael is our contractor. He's young, he's good, he has good talent, but he's having trouble keeping people because of a lot of reasons, which I can relate to, but I don't want to. The thing is, into the show, you've got to get him help because he's in big, big trouble while he was in the Midwest for a funeral after the tornado, and the stuff hit the fan while he was gone. So help him because we need to finish our project and we have to move on to the next. We've got lots of projects waiting for people who want to be interns, waiting for people who want to get hooked up to a good person. And, Michael needs help, and so I'm asking for prayers for him because he's helping us, he's under attack, and it's our fault because God wants this to happen, but evil doesn't. Okay, so don't just stay with us. Okay, don't give up the ship. Okay, we're not going to sink. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that this evil that is rising will be smushed and smashed and splintered into a million pieces and cast to the four winds. You will not mess with us anymore or any of our people. because we are taking our country back, and we don't like it, too bad. It's going to happen. We release God's heavenly army to go forth and destroy this evil that's rising. We declare it in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. Amen. All right, so next thing. I don't have any staff right now. My kids used to be my staff and with us anymore. And so I'm thinking here, and I'm trying to stay afloat, and I'm doing my best. But supernatural stuff is going on. And, you know, I know it sounds like, ooh, ooh, you know, Lori's off a rocker. I'm not, okay? I'm perfectly sane. It's the rest of the world that's gone crazy. So I would like you to tune in and listen to andweknow.com. He interviewed Sheila Holm, who has the org His Best, and she talks recently about the Georgia Guidestones. Okay, she's been through hell and high water, as they say, and she has a personal relationship with God, and that makes all the difference. That's partly why we're trying to get everyone, because as this battle rages and, you know, as it gets to the crescendo, it's going to get really rough. And so we need people to be totally alert and totally on point and with people they can trust and with people that screw them over. And that's what In Circle Pros is about. I'm not trying to compete with any of the other organizations out there. There's lots of great organizations like the BBB. I was a member. I have a good rating, or at least I did. I think I still do. There's the National Association of International Professionals that Ivanka Trump and Star Jones are part of. There's also all kinds of clubs that are good people in it. And there's also like Angie's List, and, you know, Nextdoor has a business director. I mean, there's lots of places to get your referrals and your people from. I'm not trying to compete with anyone. I'm trying to make it so that we can have an easy-to-use guide so that when people that are doing this right now, you know, my team and the Freedom Force Battalion and all the other patriots that are out there, that when we're gone, when we've gone home, you know, meaning heaven, God willing, that we've left a blueprint, okay, and a manual to follow. And it's kind of funny that I'm doing this, because that's what I did at Princeton University when Michelle Obama was there, because of her skin color, not because of her intellect. And I say that because, you know, talking about being connected to the right people to get into a college that you don't deserve to be in. I read your thesis, Michelle. It sucks, okay? Anyway, don't get me started. I was there working like a dog, and I worked with the people who maintained the college campus, Princeton University college campus, and the carpenters, the electricians, the plumbers, the HVAC, the honey, the groundskeepers. You know, I know how hard it is to do things when you have a crappy crew. So I'm asking you to help Michael. I don't want to say his last name because I don't want him to have any more trouble. But the people that are listening to this know who he is, and he's, you know, been coming here and helping my twin Lisa. So please help him. I have exciting news that's not related to that. But I do want to say, you know, people, my good angels, my friends from Valencia, they're retiring. Okay, what are you going to do with your spare time now that you're going to retire? How about you help with this project, okay? You have the special skills. You know, one is a restorative dentist that does cosmetic dentistry. These children that are being rescued, you know, they haven't had health, they haven't had dental, they haven't had a cleaning in their life. You know, these are people that are in desperate need, okay? How about you start a foundation and you start taking donations so that you can, and expenses, and you go around to different healing centers, which I think I know where they're going to be, and lend your services and get your name as a consultant. I mean, there's engineers out there that same thing. My husband is an aerospace engineer. He's got a lot of knowledge, and, you know, he wants to teach kids. We tutored kids at our children's grammar school, okay? then we realized that we were just basically being a babysitting program. So we stopped and we got regular jobs, or I got a regular job, and so did he was already working. My husband's a good man, okay? He has a lot of skills. He's just going through some hard stuff. So I'm asking you to think about the people that you know that are connected. There's a fellow that I'm just started following named David Parrish. He might be related to me. My cousin, oh, that's another story. I've got cousins that have biblical names. But, okay, but he does seminars and help for entrepreneurs and all kinds of interesting, diverse, you know, segments of society, from fashion to, so just check it out on my Instagram page. I just started with him, but I was fascinated by what he had to say, and I'm finding so many good things to help people. But I'm asking you right now to help Michael, and I'm asking you to get Dan the man, the Lutheran from Idaho, put it that way, okay? Get him involved, because if he wants to be, because I can't contact him because he'll be under siege. All right, so get him, okay? Dan is a leader, and Dan is one of the best people I've ever met. So talk to him. Tell him that this is a call out to him. I try not to get emotional. It's probably why my twin doesn't want to do this yet, because she says that I'm just angry and ranting, and that's not going to solve anything. She's very logical. She's like Mr. Spock, and I'm like William Shatner. We're just kind of, you know, very different people. But I know she's working on her library, and she's got all kinds of things from, I'm going to share that if I can have enough time, because it's only the 30-minute show today. But anyway, moving on, I have some forms to share that will be like formats for being, if you want to start getting, hiring people, things that you can do to, you know, make the agreement be agreeable. But I also noticed on LegalZoom that they have one for consulting and, you know, to protect yourself. So LegalZoom is a good spot. It has a lot of Democrats on it, which, you know, to me, it's hard for me to hire Democrats, because if it's stupid enough to be for Hillary and Obama, then I don't really know if I want to trust them. But, you know, one of the contractors nearby who was working on a house, you know, laughed at me and said, you know, that was, you know, he insulted Trump, and I got all pissed off because he insulted Trump. And so, you know, all the prices are going up because of Trump and all his embargo on China. No, the prices are going up because China was trying to crash our economy for their own gain. And unless we start making it here, we're going to be under their thumb. And I don't particularly want to be ruled by communist Chinese. If you do, then don't listen to the show. Anyway, I got a message from Clay Clark, we are Wake in America. And they're sending it to me because I'm on the mailing list. It's not because I'm special. But President Trump's former chief of staff, Kash Patel, and NBA star Jonathan Isaac joined the Reawaken America tour in Myrtle Beach. And it's all sold out, folks. So, you know, you snooze, you lose. There's 1,711 tickets. I'm sorry, 1,711 tickets remaining for the July 8th and 9th Reawaken America tour in Virginia Beach. That one's going to be special. And then on a separate, not related to the Clay Clark Reawaken America tour, there's also the May 7th Skippity-Doo-Dah. And I put that in the events. I think it's showing, but I have to double check. See the man who's leading COVID-19, the Great Reset. That's Yuval Noah Harari. He's a really, you know, bad piece of work. And, you know, the stuff he says should make people cringe, but people listen to him and they think that he's important. Klaus Schwab is the lead advisor. And, you know, that's a big globalist scumbag. And I really think the birds of a feather flock together, so to speak. Not a bad, very bad dude. there's the Reawaken America tour documentary. You can watch it for free. I'll post that link later if I'm able to on my Getter feed, getter.com, G-E-T-T-R.com, Lori Parrish, L-O-R-I-P-A-R-R-I-S-H, and also at Laura Bella. And so, you know, I'm going to try to get this all distributed, but it's, you know, it's a full-time job. And I have other things I'm working on, including my book. Let's see. Kim Clement's Great Awakening. Kim was a, you know, bona fide modern-day prophet. You know, God didn't stop talking to his people. It's just that people stopped listening. And Kim was listening, and I was listening, and Kat Kerr was listening, and Mario Mazzulli was listening, and Lance Wallnau, and Hank Kuhneman, and so many other, you know, really connected people were listening. Connected meaning connected to God, were listening. And so that's why we're fighting so hard, because we know we're doing the right thing. At least I do. Anyway, Kim Clement's Great Awakening, the movement is being born. Those who rejected him, meaning, you know, Jesus, and rejected God at the same time, will become the Davids of this day. I never rejected God, but I know that a lot of Davids are rising up. There's a lot of Davids in my family tree and my husband's family tree. And, you know, my tree is big. I mean, I've got all kinds of religions, all kinds of, you know, other nations, people from different countries in it. And I didn't plan that. God did. So I could explain more, but I don't think it's easier just to show you than it is sometimes to say it. All right, the call-in number is 515-605-9894. Now, with the In Circle Pros, you know, they do have military veterans that are out of work and homeless, you know, because they're addicted to pain medicine, because they've got, you know, what they've seen has just put them into trauma, and some are, you know, on pain meds because of losing an arm or a leg or both, but or being burned, being blown up by an IUD, IED, I think that's the word. But on the wayside, we have to try to reach out to them. And that's what Michael's trying to do. The contractor that my twin and I both thought would work out just fine. And he was ready to get, you know, to do, and he's like, you know, got so much done, and he had some nice crew members. And then all kinds of hell rained down on him. So please, please help him. And so we can finish our construction here and move on to the next project, and at the same time help other people, you know, learn new skills. And that, you know, it's a big undertaking, and that's why you need Dan the Man. Okay. I hope somebody understands what I'm trying to say. Okay, so then with the In Circle Pros, once we get things ironed out, we can make it that it's just like a talk show, you know, discussing, you know, that you design jewelry and, you know, you get your gemstone from here, and, you know, you know, where you're a musician and you're going to this place for, you know, the next gig that you got, or you are at the Hidden Meadows Sellers Fair, which is in the Escondido line between Escondido and Valley Center. And in case you don't know it, Escondido means hidden valley. You know, that Mountain Meadows by the golf course there, they have a once-a-month vendor show. And, you know, I've met so many good people up there, including first responders. You know, the firemen like to go to the market there and eat there. There's a new place that's being built up there called Side Yard. And, you know, I really like the people there, and I thought they were going to get involved with my event on September 11th, but I think they heard a lot of true and untrue things about the resort and the people involved with the resort, and they just got cold feet. You know, waiting, trusting God that it was going to work out, and, you know, I was made a fool of, not by God, but by the people that I thought I could count on. So, you know, that's the other part of this, is trying to get people that you can count on together. So the Skippy-Dee-Doo-Dah event in Florida on May 7th, you know, they obviously have a good team. That's the Chainbreakers team. And if you don't know what that, they called it that. It's a very famous song about breaking every chain. And when God has me sing that song, I know that good things are happening, because God inspires me. And I've been inspired so much. I've written songs. I've written poetry. I've written, you know, books. I mean, I've been so inspired during, like, the worst part of time in my life. So, you know, that's why I ask you to get inspired at these events, because God will use you if you ask Him to. You know, He'll say, you know, fill me up, Lord. I want to be a servant. I want to do what You want me to do. And I never did that in my life until this all started happening to me. And I was almost like, oh, you're going to use me? Oh, my goodness. You know, I just was, like, thrown off. And then my kids and my husband and my twins saying, why are you acting so weird? Why are you so distracted? And why are you so obsessed with doing this? Because I have this mission that I'm obsessed about. And, you know, I just know that it's going to be great once we get over the rough spots. But also, Melissa in Texas, who is Freedom Force Battalion, she also is on the same thing, you know, LT, and we know, his kids said, you know, you're always talking about politics, you're always, you know, researching and reading, and why don't you start making videos to explain what it is that you think and why you think that. So that's the other reason why I put on my Lori & Company In Circle channel, on my YouTube channel, I put other you know, creators, other podcasters, other channels, so that people can go, oh, I didn't even know that, you know, there was this other point of view out there. And also that there's this other thing that really hasn't been covered by churches a lot, which is a very supernatural, strange thing. And I know it's a difficult subject to talk about, you know, what churches are worried about is paying their bills. So they don't want to lose, you know, the congregation, or have the congregation hear some speaker that, you know, knocks their socks off and like, oh, I'm going to start going to their church. I don't have a church. I'm not interested in that. Maybe I'll do like home Bible study, but I had trouble because of being very sick with a high temperature when I was young. I had trouble trying to remember things, tired. But on top of that, I have trouble retaining information. But that's partly why I'm so trying to get this, you know, set up and, you know, ready for everyone, because I don't know what's going to happen to me. Someone I know from high school just died yesterday. And she was a very significant person, mainly because she made a big pass at me when I was a young girl. And I was like, what? You're gay? Like, I didn't know that. And we stopped being friends after that, because I was just so betrayed feeling that she would, you know, do that. So she died yesterday. And, you know, I was thinking about birds lately, seeing birds and hearing really loud birds. Well, her name was Robin. So that's how God sends me messages, because, you know, it's just very weird. And in fact, well, I'm rambling on, but even when before my brother got the shot, the jab, God showed me double A, double E, double E, double E. And I thought he was just talking about twins or, you know, something like, I didn't make the connection. Then I thought it was my friend's son, who's an E name. So I was like, you know, tell your son, don't get that jab. It's bad, it's bad, it's bad. Well, it was my brother that God was trying to tell me to warn. And I didn't get the message right. So, you know, all I can say is that God moves in mysterious ways, like the song. And it's, sometimes you don't understand what's going on until later. And that's partly why a lot of people that are in this movement say, you know, the future proves the past. part of that is because sometimes it takes going through something to be able to look back and realize what it was about that you were supposed to learn or what you were supposed to do. All right, we're out of time. Do a longer show, but maybe the next time I won't have difficulty getting into the studio just to force me to do it on the phone so you can edit my phone calls. Yeah. Nobody else is being harassed the way I am being harassed right now. Well, that's not true. There's lots of people that are being harassed. But I'm saying like this, like I'm the last person that you should be messing with right now, okay? And if you're good people and you're messing with me, that's really disgraceful because you want to, you know, be able to edit what I say or take out names, whatever. I'm not going to use people's last names, okay? I can use first names. I can use things that identify who they are. And I'm not going to put anybody I know in danger, and that's why this is so hard. But if you're bad people messing with me and the good people are allowing it, that's even more horrible. So get yourself together. Get yourself sorted out. Get help from Michael so he can get a construction battalion assembled with good people in it that don't screw him over and let him down. He's being sued by the city, okay, because they're trying to make this damage that happened while he was in the Midwest for the funeral, trying to blame it on him. Okay, the most evil people in the world are in government and in city jobs and in education and in the movie industry, and we're going to change that, or we're going to be under their thumbs. So make your decision how it's going to go, how it's going to roll. We either rise up together or we fall down together. Okay, that's what it comes down to. We're in John Galt time, meaning we have to make our own society, our own group of people, our own connections, and not with Hollywood connections. Just because someone's famous in Hollywood doesn't mean that you should want to have them as your mascot, because they could be Satan worshippers for all you know, or they could be so blackmailed that they'll be spying on you and telling personal information. That's partly why they went after Alex Jones, because they wanted to see his financials and see where he gets his stuff, the product line from, and who he's associated with. So, you know, I had to take Rembrandt, the collie, to the eye doctor today. And I asked you to pray for him that his eye is healed. I feel like the world is waking up, but not fast enough. So each of us have a job to do, each one tell one, okay? Don't be fighting with people. Don't be getting into arguments like I have with my family and friends. Just show them. Say, look at this, please, and that's it, okay? And if they're going to be stupid, put their head in the ground like a gopher, then let them be that way. All right. I'll try to do a better show tomorrow. This one, it's like I get rattled because I don't get to go into my studios like a normal person. And so then I have to do basically jujitsu to figure out what to do to get into it. So right now I'm on my phone because I couldn't get in. Don't get me started. All right, I'm going to put this song on at the end so that this is the song that is what I consider to be a theme song for not only Operation Rainbow, but also the people that are involved with trying to help it. And God bless you. Be bold. Be brave. We'll all be free if we work together. And help Michael, please.
You know, sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV, on-demand programs, DVR recordings, and music, all with the sound of your voice with the Contour voice remote. Catch the golf and basketball action you've been waiting for and get real-time scores, stats, and highlights on the Contour Sports app. Learn more at cox.com/contour. Again, that's cox.com/contour.
Listen to the lyrics.
It's time to spring
on
the cold brew topped with cold foam at Dunkin'. Whether you're feeling a little salty with our rich and creamy salted caramel cold foam, or a little sweet with our smooth and velvety sweet cold foam,
this is what I mean about being messed with.
Match
this is not the audio I uploaded.
That's right. And no matter which smooth sips you're feeling, you always win.
Well, then I'm and that's trying to advertise
bring
for
it on
free
with
for
salted
people,
caramel
okay?
cold foam and sweet cold foam at Dunkin'. CD Perks members
can there's absolutely nothing in it for me.
America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply. Participation may vary.
Cut that from my like audio. You are going to edit my audio.
Keeping me safe and sound. And when I fall, you tied a rope to me. You're blessing me every day. I was down with an illusion. Like a sparrow with broken wings. But now I shine with your reflection on me. I'm getting back up on my feet.
Sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV.
All right, looks like a couple more minutes have been added to this show. All right, so I wanted to talk to you about what we're going to do for the raising money for the Branch Scholarship Fund. And again, I want to press on you. You know, I'm working on trying to finish up the paperwork for, you know, being foundation. But you know, I'm not trying to compete with, like, you know, Dr. Ben Carson has Carson Scholars. You know, he's trying to, you know, raise money to send kids to school. You know, this is a really decent, caring guy. And, you know, he, Cuba Gooding Jr., who I like as an actor, he was in Jerry Maguire with Tom Cruise. Suddenly Cuba is in all kinds of trouble. And I don't know whether it's real or not, but it's on page 6 of the L.A. rag. And I'm worried about Cuba Gooding now because, you know, how could someone change so drastically? He played Dr. Ben Carson in the movie Gifted Hands. You know, please, if you can intervene for Cuba, help him. Okay, he's gone off track, or hopefully it's just to see if I would notice, but and ask for prayers for him. I'm hoping that's what it is. But, you know, he's an important person to not let go down the tubes. I mean, it's going to, stuff they're saying about him, it's very alarming. So please help Cuba Gooding Jr. All right, as far as the May 21st International Tea Appreciation Day, I think that's going to be worldwide. And, you know, tea is a very important product. It's, you know, what made the trade industry back in the days when we used ships to get around and had the spice trade routes and all that stuff. It's very, tea is very key to America's founding, and we threw the tea in the Boston Harbor on Patriots Day and said, no, you can't take our guns, and if you're going to come and get them, we're going to fight you. And the British Army didn't have enough people, the officers or, you know, troops there, and so we kicked their ass. So, and this is a difficult subject because I have friends and family all over the UK. So I don't want to, you know, rub anybody the wrong way, but, you know, we were liberated, but then we were put back under chains due to being broke after the Civil War. And we went to the royals in many countries, and they got loans, but they made the loan documents with us under them. Okay, that's the dirty little secret that no one wants to talk about. So we're going to break every chain, and that's why Melissa and Enwe Know's group, Freedom Force Battalion, and Enwe Know, you know, the chain breaker group with the people that you see in the pictures on the website, skippity-doo-dah.com. You can't say that without smiling. MK, that's in there. And a bunch of other people that they're trying to raise money for victims of trafficked, of child and adult trafficking. Okay, so they're trying to help the people that they are rescuing, because guess what? I mean, whether you're in captivity for a day or a year or, you know, 5 years, whatever it is, we can't just like say, oh, okay, well, that's it for you. Your life's over. We've got to help them, because they didn't ask to be kidnapped or sold or, you know, beaten up and told to go out and prostitute or whatever, you know, what's going on with them. I mean, we've got to help them. And if you can't get your heart around that, then, you know, stop listening. All right, so they are doing fun events to try to get families and young people especially to come. And I, in my opinion, dancing needs to be involved, because when people dance, they feel happier. And also food, because everyone likes that. And games. And that's partly why when I did the Inspired Vision event on September 11th, I booked a big park with a pet park, a botanical garden. I booked it so that there would be plenty of bathrooms and plenty of, you know, volleyball courts and baseball court, a basketball. Like, it had things that you could, horseshoes, you know, that kind of stuff, so that you could do some fun things, and that it becomes normal to be out and about and not locked down. Okay, we're not supposed to be like herds, you know, like locked up and branded. You know, here's your brand. No, you can't work anymore. You can't buy food either. Yeah, just go into your room and into your apartment and starve to death. That's what they're doing in communist China. They're just refusing to let the people out of their own apartment buildings, and they have no food. Okay, all kinds of horrible stuff's going on, and we can either let it or we can push back, and we push back by releasing God's heavenly army to go forth and destroy it in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. Go get them, guys. And that, amen. And that's what it takes. And there's a lot of good people trying to work on this. So don't give up hope. All right. The other episode had a picture of a basket with teapot and a serving tray. I got a special deal on that because of a favor I called in. And so with shipping, that can be sent to whoever you want for Mother's Day for $92. And a big portion of that goes to the Rawhide Ranch fundraising or scholarship fund, because I've been so busy working on this other stuff that I haven't, you know, I haven't had any time for selling. And I don't even really want to sell. I just don't know how to raise money without a lot of help and without being able to offer special, you know, gifts and products and, you know, all kinds of stuff, flowers. If you buy a heart membership, it's $9.95 a year. Anybody you know can use the link, and that's supposed to give you 20% at least off of your purchases. And they ship internationally, and it's flowers and gift baskets and other things. And that is supposed to go to the fund, the Rawhide Ranch Scholarship Fund as well. So, you know, I need your participation. All right, so there's a lot more I need to say, but I'm in trouble. I'm going to ask you to share the show links. You know, I'd like you to go over to blog.laurabella and comment. If you don't want to, you know, set up a yourself, your information in the directory, which is not completely finished yet, but you can add to it, is my understanding. You know, like, for example, if they're going to do an event, say in California, wouldn't it be nice if people went to the directory and they said, oh, look, there's a child magician that you can hire to come to the event to help us raise money for the event. Like, there's going to be all kinds of events coming up. There's another one coming up from Flashpoint, which is Gene Bailey, Hank Kuhneman, Mario Murillo, a bunch of other people, Lance Wallnau. Now, Hank is a cartoonist. He's actually very talented. And Lance knew, he's put it this way, he's a very connected guy, and he knew Kim Clement, the prophet. They also know Kat Kerr, who is in Hollywood making movies about what her book is about and what she has seen. So all kinds of exciting stuff is going on, but a lot of times people aren't listening to, like, how many young people do you know listen to Prager U, Dennis Prager, or, Fox News? You know, they have CNN and all these other paid-off communists in every airport, every school, every library, every waiting room on the TV, and so that people think that's the news. You know, Trump bad, Trump bad, Trump bad. You know, that's it's like brainwashing, okay? We got to get our kids, our young people, thinking for themselves and listening and making their own conclusions, and that's part of this next part, which is the hard part. We have to set up schools. And one of the things I wanted to talk about, and as usual, I got sidetracked, was what is available in our own area for having schools that you'd be happy to send your children to. There are existing publications that are showing, you know, the special schools, but I would say charter schools, that kind of thing. I guess on my next show I'll be talking about it. The publication is San Diego Out and About, and there's another one as well. And, you know, there are people waking up trying to get the right information to people, because we're going to go John Galt. We're not going to stay in their system because their system sucks. I shouldn't say that, but it's, you know, they're not careful about who they hire. And they're not careful about what they teach. So we have to do something about that. All right, out of time. I'm going to ask you to share this episode, even though it's obviously not very produced. It doesn't have any, someone helping to put it on. I'm just telling and saying what God's inspiring me to say. So I'm not under any non-disclosure like so many other people are, so I can say what I want still. In conclusion, let's get it done. Let's be bold. Let's be brave. Let's be free. And until next time, God bless you and keep you in the cradle of his hand. And we're going to get through this, but we're going to get through it together. And I love you, even though it sounds like I'm mad. I'm more impatient. I've always been a very impatient person. And I want this all settled. All right, so I'll be posting more events as they come into me or I come across them. I mean, no one's asking me to do this. I'm doing this because I know it's important. And that's how we have to look at it. All right.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Patriots. Here it is, April 6th, Wednesday, 2022. I wanted to do a quick update today, and as I told you in our past shows, that we have another show platform for longer interviews and longer messages. So please explore those links. One's at Lori and Company Show, Lori and Company In Circle Pros, Operation Rainbow. So we're trying to make it so that whatever you're interested in, you can find a spot to connect on. If you want to call in, the number is 319-527-6774. If you look at the show notes, you can see what we're talking about today. In the interest of time, I just wanted to go over a couple of points. As you can see from the picture I included of Madison Cawthorn, who's a rep from North Carolina,